reading from Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, July 28th, 2023. Our topic today is how to be blessed. But first, a couple quick announcements. I want to give you an update. It looks like we have over $26,000 in towards our need of $78,000. So a little under $52,000 is still needed to purchase that new transmitter, a new backup generator, and a backup internet service, which also means our phone lines will be working in the event of a storm or a problem. But thank you all for praying up our progress and supporting it as we move forward. We just couldn't do it without you, so thanks for your support. And then also, for those of you that tune in to WGNN at 102.5 FM, 103.9 FM, or 97.1 FM, next Wednesday and Thursday, we will be off the air probably for almost 2 days or a day and a half as we move our antenna from one tower to the new tower that's been built about 20 yards away from the old tower. They're going to be tearing down the tower that's in our Fisher Foosland location. So we'll be going off the air in the morning next Wednesday. And then hopefully by Thursday, mid-afternoon, we'll have it all moved over, tested, and set up to broadcast again. So for those of you that tune in to 102.5 FM East Central Illinois, or 103.9 FM in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, or 97.1 FM in Clinton, try to tune over to 89.3 FM during that time. We don't want to lose you listening to our great God-honoring broadcast, but that'll be your only option for the East Central Illinois area. Will be our 89.3 FM. So those of you in Springfield, Bloomington, Decatur, Beardstown, Whitehall, Carlinville, you'll continue to hear great programming with the WLUJ family of stations. And then those of you that can get 89.3 FM, which covers much of East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, that'll be fine. But 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM will be off the air. Well, today's topic, how to be blessed, is going to be an interesting one. But before we started talking about this, as we got ready for today's edition, we're talking a lot about, should we fear death? So Jason, I'm throwing down the gauntlet, maybe next week or in the coming weeks, I think the topic, talking about death, or should we fear death, or do we think about death, or is it something that gets explained or understood as well as it should be? I'm just posing. I think that would be an interesting conversation, because I think for the first 10 minutes before we got set for today's broadcast, that was the topic of discussion. So maybe a future Mark and Friend on Friday, we'll deal with the topic, should we fear death? But today, how to be blessed. And I opened up with Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
Yeah, so the topic today is, who wants to be blessed?
We all do.
Don't we all?
Everybody want to be blessed?
Yep.
And all God's people said, amen.
Bless me.
So then, since you all just told me that you want to be blessed, you have to tell me what that means. What does it mean to be blessed?
To live in God's favor.
Okay, to live in God's favor. What else?
To experience all that he created in a fantastic way.
Okay, yep.
Sing praises in his name.
Sing praises in his name. Okay, anybody else?
Can be blessed with enough stuff so I can bless others.
Okay, enough stuff so you can bless others. I'm glad that you said that, because a lot of ministry, prosperity ministry, and that is centered around getting blessing, which means getting stuff from God, kind of using God to get what you want. And it's really interesting, because does anybody know what the word blessing in Hebrew is? Does anybody know? So when the word blessing is used in the Bible, does anybody know what that word is? Okay, so the word is ashrei, A-S-H-R-E. Everybody say ashrei.
Ashrei.
Excellent. It's interesting. We need to understand that word, because in the language that Jesus will use and the Old Testament will use, the Bible as a whole will use, the word for blessed, ashrei, means lucky. But it means lucky if there was no connotation of chance involved. So it's not you go to the slot machine and pull the arm and you're hoping that you get three cherries. It's that every time you would pull that arm, you would get three cherries. So it's not that you're lucky by chance. It's that you're lucky because you're lucky, or you're blessed because you are pursuing the one who blesses.
Amen.
And so that's what's interesting and why I want us to begin in Psalm chapter 1, because Psalm chapter 1 says, blessed or lucky is the man, and I will say for our context, for all of our listeners, we'll say person. Blessed is, or lucky is, the person who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. First thing we have to look here is that it's a progression, isn't it? Because this is how sin works. The Bible here says that first we begin with walking. Has anybody ever walked near and seen sin happening? And all God's people said amen. Yeah, we all have. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Has anybody stopped and stood where sin is happening?
You probably have.
Yes.
Has anybody, would you be bold enough to say that you actually sat down and began to get a little too comfortable in that place?
I've been the one that's doing the sinning a lot of times.
Gail agrees. But the Bible tells us here that it is a progression, that we have to be careful how we walk, because how we walk might lead to how we stand, and how we stand might lead to where we sit. And it says that we'll walk near the counsel of the wicked, people who see the world in a different way. And nor will stand in the way of sinners, those people who are intentionally disobeying the things that God has said to do and the way that God has said to live. And then it's very fascinating to me, and says, sits in the seat of scoffers. Does anybody know what a scoffer is?
Someone that complains.
Okay, it is somebody who complains, but actually the dictionary says it's somebody who has a continual contempt for others. And then the very generic definition is one who treats others poorly. So when I read this, actually, blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the way of wicked people, walk in wicked ways, who doesn't actively engage in sin or actively engage in treating others poorly. Sounds like the first verse of Psalm chapter 1 is, blessed is the person who loves God and loves people. Wow, that's what Jesus said later, wasn't it?
It is.
Now, how would we understand what that even looked like? Well, it says in verse 2, but his delight, and delight here isn't just like how we get excited. Delight for sometimes for us can be like, oh, we get giddy and we get real happy. That's what we think delight is. Here in the Bible, this delight is desire. And so the desire is in the law of the Lord, or the word of God. Why? Because blessed is the person who walks in the way of the Lord. Blessed is the person who understands the way the Lord wants him to live. Blessed is the person who is corrected by the word of the Lord, because they get the opportunity to do things God's way. I mean, do you think that God's way is difficult, or is it a gift?
A gift.
It's a gift.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a gift that's difficult, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, my grandmother, when I was growing up, I don't know what the thing was with her, but she loved Scotch tape. And whenever she would wrap a present, she would make it impossible to open. It would take you longer to open. By the time you got done opening it, you didn't have the energy to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so God here says, listen, you're blessed when you do things my way. But sometimes it's actually difficult to do that. And it's difficult because we're not naturally wired to do things God's way. We're not naturally wired to desire God. We're naturally wired to desire ourselves. You know, nobody would say that they're God, but a lot of times we find ourselves trying to live like we're God, right? Like we're at the center of our universe. And then it says this, and on his law or word, because law is a word people can get tripped up on, he meditates day and night, which means that blessed is the person who makes their occupation the word of God. Now, that doesn't mean your job, like that you're the pastor. That means that you set yourself to the word of God. Now, there's a couple of implications in that, right? That means that you have to do what with the word of God?
Read it.
Yeah, you have to read it. That's the first thing. Yep. So it can't go in the back seat of the car where the pages are curling up. What's the second thing?
Understand it.
You have to understand it. Yep. Yep. What else?
Believe it.
Believe it. Yep. What else?
Apply it.
Apply it. Yep. I think of the other psalm that says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not what?
Sin against you.
Sin against you. So when we take God's word and we read it and we understand it and we grab a hold of it and we hide it in our heart, we're less likely to walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. Because God's word suddenly pops up. Have you guys ever been somewhere where something's happening or you're doing something and God's word just kind of pops up in there? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're almost irritated because you're like, why is that there? I don't need that reminder right now. I want to do things my way. And God's like, yeah, but you did tell me that one time you wanted to do things my way. And so I'm sending you a little reminder that was hidden in your heart. And so it says that he meditates on that day and night. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Because Paul tells us to pray without what?
Ceasing.
Yeah. And so I don't think what Paul is saying is you're walking around all day going, you know, like, Heavenly Father, blessed be the in heaven. I don't think he's doing that. I think what he's doing is he's saying that you need to stay in union and communion and in conversation with God day and night. And so if you're meditating on God's word day and night, you're staying in union and communion with who?
God.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Isn't it amazing how this psalm from thousands of years ago is tying together with all kinds of scriptures and ideas that God has revealed in the rest of his word? I'm blessed right now just hearing this. Amen. Then he says this in verse 3. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. When I read verse 3, he is like a tree planted by streams of water. It made me think of another psalm. Anybody got an idea which one? It's a well-known psalm. We talk about it often, especially at funerals. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me where?
Beside the still waters.
And make me lie down in green grass. Listen, if God wanted to plant me in a fertile place, he'd probably have me lay down. So I wonder if there's a connection here. I don't know, and I'm not saying authoritatively, but I wonder if there's a connection here that would lead us also to the 23rd Psalm, because in times of trouble, what do I need to know? The Word of God. I need to delight in his word. I need to meditate on it day and night.
His word and his character. He is my shepherd.
Yeah.
You know, the shepherd.
Well, I mean, because when you go through a tough time or a difficult season, like what the Psalm 23 is describing, you're prone to wander, prone to leave, as the hymn writer says, the Lord I love. You're prone to do those things because you're so overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, and you're going to look for some human answer when you have heavenly help.
That's when you need to trust and obey.
That's right. And so Psalm 1 tells us that the person who is blessed is the person who is given themselves to what?
Self-overture. Godliness.
Yeah, the Word of God.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, isn't that interesting? Because when we get to the New Testament in John chapter 1, Jesus says what? What does it say?
I am the Word.
The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And so this Word that we're supposed to delight in, that we're supposed to meditate upon day and night, that Word becomes flesh and dwells amongst us. In fact, the word dwelt amongst us is the word tabernacled, which is an allusion to the Old Testament. Jesus becomes the meeting place where we come and we experience who God is. We understand and learn who God is. When Jesus, we understand how not to walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. We know that because Jesus tells us to do what? Love God and love people. Mm-hmm. Connects us right there to this psalm right here, to the beginning psalm. And so we have the Psalm 1, then we have John chapter 1, and then we have Revelation chapter 1.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here because maybe you're going to share this, but I thought you would have jumped all over Ron on the fact that he wanted to be blessed to bless others. And you usually teach or talk about the rabbis saying.
Sure, sure.
About passing on the blessing.
Yeah, well, and the rabbis say that a blessing that you've received that you keep for yourself becomes a curse. And so when we receive a blessing, it is for the explicit purpose to share that blessing. And so even in relationship to what we're talking about here, when we meditate upon God's word day and night, that is for the purpose of what? Sharing with others. That's not for the purpose of us just keeping it to ourselves so that we can live a godly life ourselves. Our godly life is supposed to spill over into the lives of others who are attempting to live a godly life. And so we want to share that with people. You know, and we want to direct them to God's word. My daughter had surgery the other day, and she came home, and the first thing I said to her is, I said, hey, there's a psalm that says that when we are sick, and I use the Message version because it's very easy to understand, and she's on a bunch of painkillers. And I said, the Bible says that when we are on our sickbed, that God becomes both our doctor and nurse, that he's the one who cares for us. So I said, I'm going to take good care of you, but first and foremost, God is here to care for you. So when you're hurting, I want you to pray. When you're feeling a little better, I want you to thank him, because he's the one who's on deck caring for you. So we receive God's word to share God's word. And then we go to Revelation chapter 1. And this is where John writes, and he greets the seven churches. And he says this, John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. So he says, listen, the God who was in the past, who is in the present, and is in the future, the God of all time, is the God that I'm writing to you from. The God who wrote Psalm chapter 1. Whoa. The God who wrote all of Scripture. The God who's been revealing himself to his people for all time. And here, at what we would consider to be the end time.
This is Revelation where?
Chapter 1. Yep, verse 4.
Okay.
And then it says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Why? Because he's the Word made flesh. He's God's Word who came to tell us what the Word means, to tell us. That's why when Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, you've heard it said, but now I'm going to tell you. He says, I'm coming to tell you what it means, because you've kind of gotten off track a little bit. The firstborn of the dead, the ruler of kings on the earth, to him who loves us and who has freed us from our sins by his blood. And so Jesus has come and he's died for us so that we might rise again, so that we might have new life. And then he goes on to say in verse 6, and made us a kingdom of priests to his God and Father, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And you think, oh, John's done. But he's not, because he can't help him. He can't help himself. He says, because that's present. That's the present circumstance. That's the past circumstance and the present circumstance, that Jesus, God, has been and always shall be, and that Jesus is the faithful witness who died for us, and you are a kingdom of priests who live unto God. What you receive from him, you share with others. And then he says, behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. So he almost, in our understanding that we take that word of God and we share that word of God with others, he adds some emphasis to it, because he says, listen, he's coming back. He's coming back. And if you say you truly love people, then this is a message you would share with them, because there will become a time when there will either be rejoicing or wailing. And will the people who you've come across, who maybe you didn't think needed to hear what you have to share, will they be the ones wailing? And then he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. So he repeats that again, the sovereignty of God, that God is over all things. Right now, if you're listening and you're sitting here, you're probably going, okay, well, we talked in the beginning about being blessed, but I didn't hear anything about blessing here. That's because I purposefully started in verse 4 instead of verse 3, because I wanted to end with verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud these words of this book, and blessed are those who hear and keep what is written. Some people say to me all the time, how does God bless us? What ways does God bless us? I want to be blessed. You want to be blessed? Open up your Bible and begin to read it. And don't just read it. Read it aloud. You know why God wants you to read it aloud? Because the person who needs to hear it the most is you. Sometimes I found that one of the most powerful things I can do when I'm reading something is to read it aloud, because not only am I reading it and comprehending it, but I'm hearing it and comprehending. They call that double comprehension. And so when you read it aloud, you're not reading it aloud necessarily first and foremost for others. You're reading it aloud for yourself, so that you can hear the word of God, so that you can be a hearer of the word. By the way, the Bible says that hearers of the word become what?
Doers
of the word. That's right. And so we're so invested in making others doers of the word. Have we realized that the primary hearer of the word is myself, ourselves, and we need to become first and foremost doers of the word? Why? Because when we become doers of the word, we're blessed. We're blessed by all the ways where God's word begins to pour out of us and into the lives of other people, and we begin to see God at work. How many times have you invested yourself in doing something like that, and you've thought, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. But here's the amazing thing. You're not lucky because of chance in that moment. You're lucky because of God. There's no connotation and chance in that. The minute you chose to follow Jesus, you chose to open up that book, you chose to live your life out of it, you were hitting three cherries every time you pulled the arm on that slot machine. Every single time.
Jason, are you going to address, it closes, this is verse 3 of chapter 1 in Revelation, because the time is near. I think there needs to be a quickening of everyone tuned in right now. The time is near.
Well, what's fascinating is people would read that and they would say, John, are you okay? Because it's been 2,000 years. I mean, what does near mean to you, 2,000 years? Listen, I think that that's more an emphasis for us that stop wasting time. That you don't know when the Lord's going to come back. You don't know when he's going to descend from the clouds. In fact, the Bible tells us that it's going to come at a time you least expected it. And so are you always living prepared to receive that moment? Are you waking up today and saying, this could be the last day? And you know what? I'm going to live this day for the Lord. I'm going to live this day out of that. I'll close with this story. The Francis Chan tells this story. And he says that he had gone with his family, all of his family, to this play. It was a beautiful play, a beautiful production. It was a Broadway thing. And he says that they have this grandmother. She's now gone on to be with the Lord. But she was the great-grandmother, and she was like the matriarch of the family. Knew scripture and loved the Lord and led prayer and did all of these kinds of things. And they went to go see the show. And in the middle of the intermission of the show, Francis Chan said he went down and he sat next to her. He goes, great-grandma, what do you think of the show? And she said, it's okay. And he says, okay, did you see the costumes they're wearing? Did you hear that music? It's amazing. It's just okay. And she goes, it's just okay. And he goes, well, why would you say it's just okay? She said, because if Jesus returned right now, I just wouldn't want him to find me here. I'd want him to find me with my friend, telling my friend about how important it is to know who Jesus is. And it wasn't that she was in the wrong place. But it was that she lived with this awareness that every moment mattered, and she didn't want to squander one of them because the time is near. She lived a life of blessing that blessed others.
Listening friend, do you want to be blessed today? Open up God's Word, read it, get to know God better. Participate in a Bible-believing church this Sunday. Meet with some other friends. Spend some time reciting or praying or speaking out the Lord's Prayer. Draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you, and you'll be blessed. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and a room of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend.